Cape Talk. Cape Talk. The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
Now, it's 26 minutes after 9 on Cape Talk, and we're chatting about Deadpool 2, going to the movies. Ryan Reynolds is known for his good looks, so it's great to see him in a movie where he is largely disfigured whenever he takes off his red and black mask. Deadpool 2 is about to hit your screens, and the foul-mouthed hero is back with more punchy one-liners and over-the-top action. And in this installment of the Marvel movie franchise, we are introduced to mutants Bedlam, Shatterstar, and Domino. But before I give away all the spoilers, let's hear from Gail Edmonds, who has seen the movie. Hello, Gail. Welcome to Cape Talk. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
I must say, Deadpool, it's interesting. It's a Marvel movie as well, but it's not. It's sort of made much more loosely than it isn't those glossy Avenger type movies we used to. It's much more gritty, and he's, of course, he breaks the fourth wall all the time, so he's always talking to the audience all the way through. And I think the
does it work? I don't know if I does that work.
It does in a way, but I also think that we've seen the problem with sequels is always the same. The sort of gimmicks, we've seen them in the first one, so to try and so it's just, it feels a lot like more of the same. And it sort of starts with him blowing himself up, you know, and making some comment about Wolverine. Of course, the director of this was the stunt coordinator on Wolverine, on the last Wolverine movie where Wolverine dies. So there's this kind of sort of cheeky, oh yeah, if Wolverine can die, so can I. And of course, he does exist within the X-Men universe, and not to be too cynical, but there are two X-Men movies coming next year, Dark Phoenix and the New Mutants. So I think all of it becomes a little bit of a setup for the next round of these movies. You know, and he also with Domino and Bedlam and Vanisher, and he's now also setting up, and Colossus, of course, he's setting up for X-Force, which is the sort of Avengers of his part of the Marvel Universe. So it does feel a bit like a setup movie. And Ryan Reynolds is the producer of this, and he co-wrote it. So he's very enmeshed in the Deadpool universe. And I think it is a real fan movie. So you need to be a real Deadpool fan to just love it. I didn't hate it. I did see it in 4DX, but I'm not sure about that gimmick. Apparently it does very well and people love it. I'm not so sure I like to be shook about in my chair while I'm watching a movie, but maybe I'm just old.
Yeah. No, I agree. I really just, I went there to relax.
I like the ones that recline. Those are the good ones. But yes, I think those who love Deadpool will go and see this. It's going to make tons of money on the box office. No questions asked.
Sure.
The first one worldwide made like something like $783 million. So they're expecting it to make money. But I did feel a little bit like it was a setup for the future. And the baddie in this, interestingly, is played by Josh Brolin, and he's Cable, who's a time traveling sort of super soldier. And he's also the voice of Thanos in the Avengers movie. So there's a little bit of sort of weirdness there, because obviously he's two baddies. Cable is sort of not really a baddie. He's just an X-Men gone a little wrong to start with. But he's sort of two major characters in two parts of the Marvel Universe, which is an interesting sort of problem to have. But all in all, you know, in this one he sort of goes forth to save a child from himself, and he sort of family movie, but not the cat. But it's very violent, very violent. So, okay. But so was the first one. I mean, that's fair. But I did find it eventually towards the end of the second hour. I thought, I don't know if I want any more of this sort of wisecracking, nudge nudge, wink wink. You know.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe, it gets a bit much.
It's not my favorite. My favorite of the Marvels, but those who love him and have always loved him since he was just on the comic books will no doubt flock to see this.
Okay. Thank you so much. I don't know. Yeah, I'll give it some thought. I'm not sure if I'm rushing in a hurry.
You might want to wait for the next Star Wars one next week instead.
Maybe we'll do that.
Blockbuster season, so basically it's all giant movie after giant movie.
Thank you so much, Gail.
Cheers, Bonnie.
Ciao.